Blog Talk Radio.
Shadow.
Ain't nothing wrong with admiration. Don't be ashamed. Admiration is beautiful. When I was young, I used to always have admiration.
Good to be wanted.
What's going on? I mean, you know, people have been asking us to come back. You know, just by the way, all the fans, all the followers, we appreciate you guys following us. We appreciate
absolutely.
You asking for the show to come back. You know, pilot last season, but this season we're happy because we just asked. Where's the show at? We need it. So we're honored. Thank you.
Absolutely. It feels really good to be back. It feels good to have people say, hey, are you guys going to come back? Are you going to do the show again? We look forward to it. We love the music. We love the conversation. So like you said, it feels good to be wanted. It feels good to know that what you do, people appreciate. And, you know, they learn from it, or they're at least entertained by it. So that's really important.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Can you hear me?
I can, and I'm going to tell you what, you're a little low, just a little bit, but that just means I get to be louder than you, so.
Okay, I'm going to rectify that.
Oh, there you are, yeah, because they want us both, even though they really just want me. I'm only kidding. So, while we were gone. Yes, yeah, I like it when I can hear you. You know, we like it when you guys make noise, so.
That's good. That's awesome. So, let's talk to some of our listeners a little bit.
First of all, again, it feels good to be back. Second of all, you know, we want to make this not our show, but it's a show for them. So you guys, when you're listening, by all means, we have a Facebook page. You need to hit us up on our Facebook page. You need to hit us up any way you can to let us know what you guys want to talk about. And that's why I want to do something a little different this time to kind of make it everybody's show. We want to talk about some stuff. They want to talk about some stuff. So this will kind of be like a little community chat room, so to speak.
Okay, okay. It's like a game plan, you know?
And absolutely. And I'm going to tell you, people dig your music selection. That's always a big conversation piece. When the show was over, when we did our pilot, people would get in touch with me and go, well, what was that song he was playing? The third song after the first break. I'm like, really? You want me to go back? So you may have to put up, you may have to start putting up a playlist, because I'm going to tell you, you know, you take people on an amazing musical journey, and people are like, oh, wow. I remember when I heard that song, or I remember when I was doing such and such and with this person or that person in this situation when that song was on. So, you know, it's not just the conversation. It's the entire journey that we take them on. So they really, really appreciate the music part just as much as I do, because I tell you oftentimes when we come back, like, whoa, I need to collect myself because of the things that I'm reminiscing about.
Well, you know, sometimes music takes us there, you know, takes us to that place where just makes you remember. I mean, you know, and I think that's the whole issue about our show. We want to make you feel good, you know, because this is that grown zone. You know, we want to make you feel right. So, hello, you
most
got me?
Most definitely.
Yeah. I'm just having technical in the background, but I'm fixing it now. But, you know, we appreciate that. And then, you know, listen, you know, I think we're going to do 1 week. Once, you know, we have our followers back on board and everybody's back online, you know, we'll let the listeners pick the playlist. What do you think about that?
Absolutely. And that's something
I'd say. We'll let the listeners.
Yeah, I think that'll be a great idea because, you know, a lot of times they communicate through us what they want to talk about, you know, whether it be offline or whatever. So we can let you guys, you know, we can throw some topics out there. You guys can pick whatever you want to talk about, or you can hit up straight up and say, yeah, you know what? This is on my mind. Can we talk about this? Absolutely. Because like I said,
that's
it's not our show. It's their show. It's the show for them. So that way we can discuss some things that are on their minds, things that are on our minds. And you never know what one person may want to talk about. Three or four people may be having the same idea or the same thoughts or the same concerns, because we want to address concerns. We want to address curiosities. We want to, you know, speak some wisdom. So we want to cover all gambits.
Okay, okay. Listen, I know a couple of people have been asking around. We got another person in the studio with me. He'll be on from time and time again. I want to welcome a friend of ours, family, brother, just partner, good overall dude. Hassan Black will be joining the host team in the studio, the music as well, from time to time again. He'll be chiming in. So welcome, Mr. Hassan Black. A lot of those who know him from the Jersey, New York area. Good
Yay.
DJ, good friend of mine, great brother. And, you know, he's going to be bringing some of that music with me, you know, because sometimes, you know, we all have different perspectives in how we live life, or we heard music, and he's going to go deep with me. We're going to dig in these crates, and we're going to try to touch you somewhere. Oops, did I say that?
Absolutely.
My bad.
Well, no, that's the point. That's the point. We definitely want to touch you somewhere. But, you know, a lot of times music says what we can't say, or what we wish we could say. You know, there's always been that one song that can address your situation, good, bad, or indifferent, or ask the question that you may not have the nerve to ask, or you may not have, you may not can articulate. And sometimes that one song that you hear somewhere, you're like, damn, that's it. That's exactly what I've been trying to say. Or music can evoke a feeling, and you're like, wow, that's exactly what I was feeling. I couldn't put my finger on it, but that's exactly how I was feeling. So I'm quite sure between the two of you, you guys are going to definitely take people on a ride and help them answer some questions, help them ask some questions, or help them sort out and separate some things they may be feeling.
Okay, okay. Well, it's time for the game plan. You know, I guess it's time to go into our first segment, you know, that flow. And then I guess we can come back and, you know, we bring that Pillow Talks segment with a and only Mr. Jackie. Let's also give a shout out to California. Can't forget about who else we got. Georgia, New York, yes. Of course, Jersey, Connecticut, Virginia. Shout out to those tuning in.
Absolutely, absolutely. North Carolina, got some folks down there listening.
Okay, so. Okay. So when we come back out of the first set, what are you going to get into?
We're going to shine the light on boredom. Boredom in the bedroom.
Oh.
Yeah, we need to talk about it. You'd be surprised how many people are absolutely bored out of their minds with the same old, same old, same old.
Oh.
Yeah, routine is only cute when you're getting up, going to work, and taking your kids to school, coming home and cooking dinner. After that, routine needs to stop.
Well, with that being said, I think it's appropriate now we get into our first segment.
Let's do it.
So, let's go into the first set of music, and then we come back once again. Welcome to the Relations Slow Jam Show. Of course, an adult talk with Lady Jackie, yours truly, Mr. Nas, and of course, my man, Hassan Black. Enjoy.
You are now in the Relations Slow Jam Mixtape Show on the Shadow World Radio. now listening to the Relations Slow Jam Show.
You are listening to Relation, the internet's number one slow jam and adult talk show here on Shadow World Radio.
Yes, yes, we are back in the building. We are back.
Okay.
Once again, we're back. You're listening to the Relation Slow Jams and Adult Talk Show with your host, the one and only lovely Miss Lady Jackie. And, of course, you're sweet. Just Mr. Naz in the background.
You are not in the background.
I mean, in the background. I'm
just a little bit behind me, but you're not in the background.
Watch it now.
Oh, yeah, that didn't come out right. They know what I mean.
I know. It's all good. Oh, man. Listen, just some of the song selection. We apologize for a little earlier. Technical difficulty. It was just a little low, but we're going to fix it. It's about that mood. We didn't want to, you don't want your music blasted, but at the same time, you want it nice and subtle, you know. So the music selection tonight was, we opened up with Lose Control by Silk. For those in the 90s, remember that group, powerful group, very strong song, extremely strong song. Mm-hmm. And we did it with the original, Gimme Baby. I know a lot of you guys know about Melissa Morgan. But we had to go to Prince. Now, we know that Jackie loves a Prince, so I had to go do a little digging to pull out the Prince live version. I believe he did it somewhere in London. But Prince, once again, salute to Prince and what he does.
Yes.
He did the original Gimme Baby live. And he just, I mean, he comes in, he'll just sing when he comes in. That's how bad this brother is. He just comes in with the music, the band playing, then he goes into it.
I saw him when the very first time I had to be 15 and lost my mind. He is amazing. I'm back. I'm good.
All right. Well, listen, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to get into this conversation right about now. We got about 15 minutes for the next segment. So, Jackie, what is the conversation in this segment?
We are talking about boredom in the bedroom. And how I decided to open our season opening show with that is because it's a conversation that I have had with people all summer long. And you would be surprised how many people are saying that they are in a rut, they're in routine, they know when they're going to get it, how they're going to get it, how long it's going to last, what position it's going to be in, and 9 times out of 10 they're going to walk away unfulfilled.
Mm-hmm.
Now, for me, I see that as an issue, because when your intimacy and your love life becomes that predictable, when it's just like paying a bill, or like I said, getting up in the morning, taking the kids to school, going to work, coming home, going to the supermarket, going to the grocery store, cooking dinner, it just becomes like another chore. And then, you know, a lot of times when we are at different stages in our relationship or different phases in our lives, we want something different. We want something more. We want to try a different avenue that maybe we haven't tried before. I know lately a lot of women are reading a lot of books, and that's something we're going to talk about on another show. But these books are stimulating a lot of women and a lot of men, believe it or not, to want to try different things. And you have to have a partner who is willing to say, let me try. And if it works, it works. If it doesn't, it doesn't. But the bigger problem is that boredom can create a problem in your relationship, in the fact that you may want to step outside of that relationship because you're not getting what you need. And that's where the issue comes in. You know, the full title of this was Boredom in the Bedroom Causing Chaos in Your Relationship.
Mm-hmm,
and
mm-hmm.
when you are coming to the person that you are closest to and you can't get what you need, or you're just tired of the same old, same old, and you're getting no response, or you're getting no feedback, or everything is still the same, and they're like, ah, we're good, we're good, we're good, and you're trying to explain to them, no, we're not. A lot of times you're going to seek that elsewhere, and that's where the problem comes in.
Okay,
so,
okay, but I got a devil's advocate in my mind.
Of course you do. Of course you do. That's
now,
what you do.
Now, listen, check this out. I'm not putting no names out there. I'm just saying. I'm just saying. I got a friend. It ain't me. Let's just clear the record for this. Anybody thinking it's me, we're going to clear the record. It ain't me. Real talk.
It ain't Mr. Nass.
It ain't Mr. Nass. Exactly. And we're going to explain our idea of text, what does Nass stand for. All right, it's nasty, but that's another show. We can get back to that another day. Those who know me know the history. Do not call in. Do not chirp. Do not, whatever the hell you do, do not communicate the history. But anyhow.
That's a cold December night show.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. But, yeah, I got my dollar bills back in the day. You know. But anyway, back on the ranch. I got one, you know. He, you know, she was like, listen, man, I'm staying in the house, me and my shorty. I'm like, you know, this woman, you know, so it's good, whatever you want to call it, in terms of endearment.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but she, how can I say this? She had interest in other women.
Okay.
But she wanted to incorporate the difference of their, her interest in their relationship.
Okay.
So, you know, fellas, yes, I'm saying it. My man had a good woman, and they had another woman, or whatever they decided to bring in the relationship. So it was two women, one guy. So there was a lot of that going on. However, you know, for a while things were lovely. You know, they're going out to little spots together and picking up, you know, a girlfriend for her, and they, you know, having fun and all this other stuff. But here's the curveball.
I see where this is going.
You're real interested. But yet, now it's two curveballs to this. She comes in the house. She's like, I don't need you anymore. I'm good.
Okay.
It's me and her now. So he
right.
got kicked out the crib, and it now became her. So he bought that other side into the spice of, you know, agreed to that. But now this woman didn't want him. So here's the other curveball for that. Two curveballs.
Wow.
So she presented the question to him, like, okay, I gave you two women. Guess what I want now? I want two men. But it's okay. You can still be in the room with me and us. He lost his mind. But she said it was okay for you. Why couldn't it be okay for me?
Yeah,
that's why
a big
I said
deal.
There's two sides to the coin.
Oh, absolutely. And you are absolutely right with your devil advocate playing self. But you know what? Again, you know, the whole underlying tone of this show, when we talk about relationships and we talk about sex and we talk about anything, is always about communication. And you have to talk to your partner. You know, a lot of times we do things to appease that we may or may not really want to do. Now, I don't know if he was really down. I mean, most men are down for that whole two-chick action. But I'm quite sure he saw this going somewhere. This just doesn't jump and punch you in the back of the head and you don't notice. Because if this was something that we were... Yeah, really. I mean, we a lot of times don't want to see things, so we just choose not to see them. So when it was just an experiment and it was cute and we had this experience, let's keep it moving. As opposed to that, it was, well, let's just do it again. Let's do it again and let's do it again. It would make me a little suspect to say, you know what, she's really digging
this.
This
girl's a freak. She's a freak.
And you know what, let me tell you something. There's nothing wrong with being a freak at him. However... However, there's you know, certain lines that, you know, you have to kind of set up and say, you know what, this is, we're going to have this experience, and then we'll move on, and we'll do something different. So, again, like I said, this just didn't come out of nowhere. When she kept wanting to have this experience over and over and over again, okay, she's really digging doing this with this chick. It wasn't like we did this one or two times. I did it for you. You did it for me. We liked it. That's all. Do it. Now she just wants to keep on doing it. That wouldn't make you scratch your head a little bit and say, okay, babe, you real comfortable with this. Maybe we need to talk about this.
You know what? You know what? Hold on. Wait a minute. I got to do this real quick. I'm sorry. I had to stop the music for 1 minute. We told this friend this a long time ago. Look at the signs, Doc. Be careful.
Right.
You know, and I need to make sure that song's cool for next week. Be careful what you ask for. Be careful what
you
do to me. Sparkle. But, you know, we'll continue with that. I'm sorry. I just had to throw that in there. But listen, real quick, we have a caller on the line. We have the one and only Miss Uli Wells, the host of the Every Woman Talk Show, is online. What's going on, Miss Uli?
Hi, Miss Uli.
Hello, family.
Hi, family.
Hello, hello.
I just got real too right there. I just came all out of character.
you know, experimentation is my thing.
Oh, yes, that's why we.
Okay.
You know, if you don't experiment, if you keep it simple all the time, that's what your relationship is going to be, simple. And somebody is going to step out at some point.
Yes.
Somebody's going to step out at some point. You know, and then if they don't do it physically, they've done it mentally. So for me, it's the same thing. It's the same get down. If somebody can take you from me mentally, you still cheated.
And that can even be worse. That can be just as bad, if not worse, than physically cheating.
Absolutely.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Because that means that person is never there. Every time they touch you, you are thinking of someone else. Or you're experiencing something else with someone else.
I don't know if you guys have touched this, but I'm just actually tuning in. But the problem with experimentation is you have to know your partner. You got to know how far that person is willing to go and not bring it back to you.
Oh, we're talking about safety words.
Oh, we can get there too. Now, don't get me wrong, because I totally am with that. You know, and we need to do the safety word. We need to do the tap out, the whole nine. But that's the key. What we're saying is you have to know your partner. And again, like I said, the underlying theme of everything we talk about is communication. You can't just throw something in the game and not know your partner, not know boundaries, not know limits, not know how far they want to go.
But, you know, Jackie, even with boundaries and all of that, they go so deeper than that, because you can have this conversation with your partner and y'all can have it all set up and have it all set down to the final minute. But somehow, someone may catch feelings after the fact. And then it becomes an issue in your relationship. So see, what happens is we have all these men, and I'm going to put it out there, and I can care less what y'all say. Come at me. I'm ready. Y'all always talking about y'all want a threesome. I'm on a threesome. I'm going to do it with you and your girl. Yeah, okay. Now, let it be on the flip side. Let it be a brother we want to do a threesome with. And you're down with it at first. Okay. But then every day after that, your mind is going to go on, oh, I wonder if it was better. I wonder if that's who she want to be with. I wonder if she's doing it after. So watch what you ask for, because you might ask for something. The devil might hit you in the back.
You know,
punch you in the back of your head, and you be like, damn, where did I go wrong? But then also, too, not only is it about knowing your partner, it's about knowing yourself, what you can and cannot handle. You know deep down inside that if the threesome is on the reverse, you may not be able to handle it. You can't necessarily handle the idea of another man touching your woman. You know, and her thinking about that or fantasizing about that. So sometimes that's why I say you got to mix it up, that may not be as far as you want to go. It may be, honey, I need you to put a wig on and dance for me today. You know, it may be something of that nature, because when you open Pandora's box, you damn sure are in trouble.
Give him that pass for the weekend. You got a weekend pass. The nigga used something.
Yes.
Oh.
Yes.
You know what? Hold that thought. I need you to hold that thought right there. We got to go to the next music segment. We got to go to the next music segment because that's something else we need to, that we can pass. Uli, I need you to hold that one right there. I love that. We come back right out of that one that we can pass. Now, with that being said,
can I get one?
No, my weekend pass is not advisable. It'll be all on YouTube, and no, we can't do that. Not for me.
Can we make money off of it? Can we get some money?
Yeah,
we'll talk about that later.
Yeah, you don't want my weekend pass. This time, you know what? This conversation is really going down. So let's get into the next music segment. You know, let's just do 10 minutes of it at this point. You know, what do you ladies think about that? Is that cool?
That's not my show. I'm just hanging.
Wait.
You know.
How you gonna come call chaos and they go, this ain't my show?
I know that's right. I'm just having let's continue this conversation. I'm just having a little technical difficulty. I don't know. We're in Jersey. I know right now I'm getting a lot of thunderstorms in our area. So I'm just, you know, just continue the conversation while I work with the technical difficulties, Jackie. We're still on the line now.
Jackie, you know we ain't got no business being on the line together.
Not together. Yeah. When I tell you this, my sister from another mister, it's a whole other ball game. But
all right, we're back.
Oh, okay. We're about to get.
So I'm gonna hold that. Yeah, I know you're about to go. So listen, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Relationship Slow Jam Show, and we back in 10 minutes.
No. Ain't nothing wrong with that relationship. Don't be ashamed of that relationship.
What must I do, babe? You don't know what you mean. Thank you.
This is Lady J. You are listening to Relation, the internet's number one slow jam and adult talk show here on Shadow World Radio.
We are back once again. Those tuning in, welcome to the Relation Slow Jams Adult Talk Show with yours truly, Mr. Nass, and of course, the one and only Miss Lady Jackie. What's going
on?
Can I say something?
Little rain, little moon. What's up, Uli? I mean, of course, we got the lovely Uli Wells, the host of the Everyone Talk Show online. What's going on, Uli?
Hey, family, shout out the world, family. Here's my question. So, I'm
love
the Every Woman
just
talk
jump right back in.
So I'm the Every Woman Talk Show host, and Jackie is a relationship. And I see why now. I get it. Because you all try to be all sexy and stuff. And I got that, nigga, what? What, nigga, what?
See, that's why we don't let you come outside and play with the other kids.
I get it. You know, you got to analyze everything, and I got it.
This is why we'll let you come outside.
I got it. No, don't worry about it. I got it. Don't let my
voice
fool y'all. I'm sexy.
As hell.
Anyway.
Oh, my God. Oh.
Something's wrong with you.
Geez.
This is why I love
Just real quick, you listen to Tender Kisses by Tracy Spencer. You had two occasions by the deal. That was Babyface's original group. Those who don't know, he wasn't a group. And you had ADD Mind by the one and only songstress, the one and only Miss Nikki Howard. Beautiful woman, beautiful voice. And that was with the songs on that last segment. You know, hope you enjoyed. I know a lot of times we will be announcing these songs and give the artists just due and respects.
That's right, so that people don't have to say, what did he play? The third song, after y'all stop talking. No, the one that was in the middle. And I'm like, really? Yeah.
That's
going to
be
how
I really join in and listen to the music.
Gee, thanks. And who knew you'd be part of the conversation? Who knew?
So back to my weekend.
Yeah, I was going to say, because we're not going to glaze over this. We are going straight back to the idea of the weekend cast. But those who may just be joining us, we're talking about boredom in the bedroom and how it can possibly sometimes create chaos in your relationship. And some of the things that you ask for, you may not be ready for. And also, too, just some ways to kind of change up what you do, how you do, when you do, so that you can get some better response in the boudoir. All right, jump in on your weekend pass.
My weekend pass, it's not for everybody. It's definitely not. I grew up with 10 brothers, 3 sisters. So I pretty much have seen every kind of type of man you want to meet out of the 10 brothers I've had. To realistically have a man who has never, will never, has never, ain't thinking about it, ever cheat on you. And like I said before, for me, cheating is just not physical. Cheating for me sometimes is mentally too. It's great if you get that man. There's some out there. Nancy, I know there's some out there. You're there. There's some out there. But let's just say 89% of y'all niggas ain't.
89?
Yeah,
that's a high number.
That's a high number. So, when we know we're living in a world where there's so much betrayal and my thing is, I'd rather be real about it. Like, I don't have the patience to be looking through your phone, checking your emails. I ain't got time for all of that. Take your ass out one weekend every 3 months. Knock yourself out. Just use something. I don't want to hear her name again. I don't want to know you went out with her again. I don't want to, because what happens with that is now you start to become, your feelings start to get involved in it. It wasn't just sex. For me, sex is just sex. There ain't nothing behind it. And I can care less. If it's a booty call and you got some, I ain't even mad at you. What I'm mad at and what I get upset at is when your heart gets involved in it. Because now you're giving something away that's not just tangible anymore.
Well, I think again, that goes back to what we said prior to, you know, going on the break, is you know, not only is it about knowing yourself, it's about knowing your partner. I mean, knowing your partner, it's about knowing yourself. And for a lot of people, and it doesn't matter which gender we're talking, male or female, if you know that that's not something
you can handle,
don't offer it. Because when I say about variety and spice and things of that nature, you need to make sure within yourself that the things that you suggest are things that you can handle. How are you going to go from, we have 10 minutes of sex on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, the same position every single time, you get yours, I don't get mine, okay, we're going to a swingers club. You have to understand that there's a lot that comes with that. And so what I say to people is, know yourself and know what you can handle. Know what you're requesting. Like I said, you may want to start small with, hey, you know what? We're going to extend foreplay, and today maybe we'll use some toys, and maybe we can role play. And then maybe work your way up to some other things, because maybe at that point you'll be more secure psychologically, emotionally, and also have more sex, you know, more sexual confidence. You have to be very careful about what you're asking for.
Absolutely.
You can't go from 0 to 60 and then not expect there to be some issue.
Yeah. But you can't also think that because your sex life is horrible in the bed, that going to become a swinger is going to change your sex life, because it doesn't. All you did was add somebody else into your life now that pleased them more than you have pleased them, either male or female. So that's definitely the wrong direction to go in. That's
absolutely
definitely the wrong direction to go in. When we say spice up, it depends on what you need to spice up.
Exactly. Because it could just very well be that, you know, maybe we change our nights from Monday, Wednesday, Friday to Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday, and Sunday. We can add some additional time. We can add some additional foreplay.
I wish somebody would tell me I got certain days after.
Hold on, ladies. The male side has to ask this question. I got an email.
Here he go again.
My man, Brick City 911, big shout out to my man at work, you know, holding it down. He's an officer in the city of North, you know. Like he said, he playing all tough and stuff, but he listens to the damn show. I'll holler at you at work tomorrow. But anyway, listen.
Nah, turn your music down a little bit. I can't hear you.
All right, hello? It's just the voice.
Mm-hmm.
Let me turn it down. Okay, here we go. We are back. Okay. Now, let's open Pandora box here. We're gonna talk about listen, I gotta ask the question. You know, you talk about changing up a little bit, you know, let's go over certain things you wanna, gentlemen, things that you wanna ask, that you wanna experiment with, and things you don't wanna ask.
So, absolutely.
Listen, there's different things you ask. I mean, if you want to ask a woman, if you went to hit me, punch me, or put your finger in my ass, no. I mean, but if whatever floats your boat, go for it.
Mm-hmm.
But then the woman, don't get mad. You come in the house and you see your man getting pounded out because, you know, you've been playing in his ass. Well, I'm just saying.
But you know what, Nancy? I think, and when you're talking about asking somebody or telling someone what they like, I don't think a man has a problem telling her what he wants at all. Because his manhood is not hers.
I'm sorry.
But
I'm
women
sorry.
Will not. Let me tell you why I say it. Let me tell you why I say it.
That.
Let me just say it. Because women are afraid to tell you, because then in your mind, you're not pleasing me. So we don't ever want to put in your mind, you're not pleasing me, so I'm just going, you know what, I'm just going to let it ride. Or what we do is try to act it out while we're doing it.
I must have due tendencies, because if that doesn't work for me, that doesn't work for me. But I get what you're saying.
I'm saying it's like in a general population, we as women tend to
cover our
men, our boyfriends' feelings whole hell of a lot more than what they do for us.
But I think But I think with men, I think a lot of times when it's the woman that they choose to be their partner, their wife, the one who's going to be around their children, the one they're introducing to their mother, a lot of the things that they want
they won't ask her. Because 9 times out of 10, you have that certain image or that certain type of woman that you want to spend the rest of your life with, that you want to raise your kids, whatever. And that's why a lot of dudes, and I'm not saying everybody, and I don't even want to put it as just men, but that's why when we put people in a certain position in our lives, we don't come to them and ask them, baby, can you do this? Baby, can we do
that? Yeah, I want you to swing off that chandelier tonight.
Right, exactly. Or I need you to spank my ass on the downstroke. Or I need you to choke me right before that orgasm. Because that is not the norm. Those are things on the outside. Well, we're going to talk about that whole other show. But, you know, those are things that are quote-unquote outside the norm. And when you have an ideal of a person being a certain kind of way, that's not what you want from them, or that's not what you look for from them. And that is actually where the problem
comes
in.
But if it's what you want, right, but if it's what you want and what turns you on and gets you off, that is exactly where you should be getting it from.
But then that goes back to what I said before, is you need to be able to communicate your likes and your dislikes. And actually, from the very, very beginning, because we shouldn't be 3 or 4 years in a relationship
and I'm just finding out
that this is what you like. And that is so far off the grid for me, I can't even wrap my head around doing this for you. But yet you suppressed this for so long, and now it's causing a problem because you're not getting what you need. It's about being upfront. Again, I can't stress enough about communication. I shouldn't find out that you do like to be choked. That's how you get off and have the biggest, best orgasm you ever had. And then I'm like, I can't even see myself doing that to you.
And we don't need to find out via the next chick that does it for you, like Mary Jane did.
Exactly.
No, we need to know what you want. But it goes both. But for me,
it goes in both directions.
It goes both directions.
Oh,
like
absolutely.
I said, we are so afraid. We are so afraid. Not only to come out the box and tell him, you know, to the left. To the right, because we, you know, man, we already know your egos are way, way, way over in Empire State Building. So I'm saying some women are afraid to tell you certain things about what they want and how they want it because of how you're going to take or receive what I'm telling you.
Right, absolutely. And then that's where we have a problem.
And
don't
want to be looked at as a big old hoe because, you know, like, I want to do it this way and I want to do it that way. I want to do it this, and that. Then you're saying, well, how is he looking at me now as his woman? Is he thinking I would do this with everybody and anybody? Because that's not always the case. Like, you might be the one I want to experience this, and that with.
Well, I'll tell you right now, I'll give you the other side. You know, listen, a woman would go left, right. Listen, now, I understand the instructions. You get too many damn instructions in the bedroom, you become a damn drill sergeant.
There you go. See?
But you know what? But wait a minute.
I'm going to give you an honest opinion.
It's about how you deliver.
And let me ask you a question. If she's continuously doing this as a drill sergeant, nigga, you ain't doing what you're supposed to do.
But at some point, you gotta say what you need. And even if it's in the middle between moans, and this is what I tell people all the time, you have to not only listen to your partner when you talk to your partner, but when you are getting it in with your partner, you need to listen to your partner.
Absolutely.
Because if you were doing something 2 minutes ago and they were moaning and groaning, and they're not calling your name or their toes are not curling, that means that doesn't work. Maybe you need to go back to what you were doing.
But you can't even, you know what? You can't even go with that all the time because some of us are activists, you know. But what you can definitely tell by the body movement that person is making with you if she's feeling what her moans are going. You know what I'm saying? Like you know. Like
and that goes back to what we were saying about everything being routine because after a while, you two are so used to this being the way it is, nobody's moaning and nobody's groaning. And it's just more like just of a grunt because
we don't get in and do it because we're together.
Right. And the thing is like, you know, replay in your mind what you used to do to get this woman or get this man to respond to you. Like you said, you know, not only do men have egos, women have egos. Then again, it might just be me. I might have due tendencies. Because when I do the things that I do, First of all, I've got that sense of I'm in control. I control your pleasure. I want to make sure that you are getting off from what I'm doing. And if I don't hear that, if I don't feel that, if I don't notice that, I'm going to change up doing what I do. And that can be from just this moment to the next moment, from today to tomorrow. We're going to have to change some things because I want to pat myself on the back by your response. So I want to please you.
Yeah, after we as women sometimes get lazy too in the way we come to bed, you know.
Oh yeah.
What we did when we first got you, we don't continue to do to keep you, but that next chick is still doing it. So you have got to keep it pretty, keep it real. I mean, you ain't got to come to bed like Beyonce every night. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying that if it's 7 days in the week, please don't come to bed 6 days looking like Aunt Jemima.
And wearing those bloomers. But, you know, again, we forget or we don't think that we have to still do these things. And, you know, it's not a competition between you and someone else. It's actually just the idea of still being that person, that sexy person for your partner. You know, if you went, like you said, all out when you first met this person, yeah, there's a level of comfortability that comes in. But on the flip side of that, too, you know what? Tonight, I'm going to make you remember why you decided that you wanted to be with me 5 years ago. I'm going to bring back that night when we were outside on the hood of your car. Exactly. And also, too, it gives your partner something to look forward to. If every now and then you are throwing something dicey into the game, they never know when it's going to be that night or when it's going
to
be that time.
We shouldn't always be the one to do that, though.
But no, it goes both. Everything I say goes both ways because a lot of times they get comfortable
too. That's not how it goes down. But we know that's not how. We are always the one trying to reinvent something. Oh, I'm going to put this dress on, this skirt on, this wig on, this lipstick, this color, this. We are the ones who try to reinvent ourselves over and over again so that he stays in love with us. Men say they just got to come to bed with their dick and it's all good.
Well, no, I disagree. I disagree. Yeah. There's a lot of men, including myself. There's a lot of men who take attention to detail. They take attention to the things that, as far as in how to please a woman,
I'm not saying you don't pay attention. I'm not saying you don't pay attention. And I'm not saying you don't pay attention to what we're doing to make you pay attention. But what, name something that a man would do
I understand your point of view, but you got to understand from my point of view, like men like myself. We have men out here who go out their way to make this experience different, fun, just interesting. Unfortunately, it's a majority rule sometimes, very unfortunate, but there are men out here. There are men out here who go out their way to ask questions, go out their way to make things different.
I ain't talking about asking questions, Nancy. We ain't talking about asking questions. I got four texts. My phone right now from four different women said, "You damn right, you damn right."
But you know what?
We going out spending money on the lingerie. We going out spending money
on. You have men. I mean, no, I got a defense.
But you
brothers.
Know what? Wait.
Yes, good brothers. Out here, romantic items for the woman. I mean, have an indoor, whether you have an indoor picnic, whether you're going out somewhere different.
That's exactly what I'm talking about. We're talking majority. We ain't talking about some.
Unfortunately, I hate to say it, and I'm going to have to say it for those men that's listening. I'm going to be talking to myself. I'm not worried about majority. I'm worried about me and my lady at that time. And there's a lot of men like myself who's not worried about the majority.
Unfortunately, a lot of women have ran into
the majority. I tell those women, there are men out here. There are good men. I'm speak for the good men. We are out here. I'm not saying you have to look for it, but God will bless you with that person. Or it's going to come across.
At the end of the day, it's all in what you settle for, and that's what it all comes down to. Because a lot of times, we as women will settle, and just like they talk about us, we settle for that lazy man who's not doing anything different, who's not bringing anything to the table. And you won't open your mouth and say a word. And then when things get so out of control, when things get so bad, when that brother down the street, who a lot of times brings you your mail when they deliver it to the wrong apartment or the wrong house, he's starting to look really, really good. And then all of a sudden now you're going someplace else because you have settled for so long.
But
at
you know,
some
Jackie,
point, you have to say something.
But even with that, you think in your, you, we think we're upset about the situation. We're feeling some kind of way. But we never sit down and think about, maybe he might be feeling the same kind of way because we don't communicate.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And that, and again, I can't stress that enough. It's full circle. You know, what my favorite saying is, a closed mouth don't get fed. If you don't open your mouth in some way, shape, form, or fashion, I don't care if you write him a note or send him a text message, send him an email, a damn carrier pigeon, I don't care what the hell it is. If you don't open your mouth, you're not going to get what you need. And the same thing goes for him. You better write her a note, stick it on the windshield of her car, put a sticky note in her briefcase when she go to work. Open your mouth and say something. Say, I want to meet whatever your alter ego's name was back in the day when we first met. I want to meet Candy tonight. I want to have a date with her. And vice versa, I want to have a date with Hercules tonight. Let's go back to where we were, or let's actually incorporate something new, because we should always be building on what we already had. I'm not saying in this day and age, especially when there's situations when we've been married a while, we've been together for a while, we have kids, we have responsibilities, yada, yada, yada. No, this ain't going to happen every night. But guess what? We need to make some time for it, because if we don't, now we're putting everything we have in jeopardy. And people say, oh,
you know,
just because of sex. No, it's not just because of sex.
No, but
this
we know
is
that that's a
big
part of your relationship.
And sex is a huge, it's the way that a lot of times couples communicate. If you are most intimate, you are most at one when you are having a good sex life with your partner. And if that goes, I can almost promise you that everything else is going to start to go. The only thing is that you may say, oh, well, you know what, for the sake of the kids, or because I don't want anybody to talk about me. But just believe, male and female, I'm going to start creeping to get what I need. If I'm going to stay in this relationship and I'm not happy,
I'm going to
go get what I need from someplace else. I would damn sure rather give you just about everything you need right here, right now. You know, that old expression is, you know, a lady in the street and a freak in the bed. You know, women say that and men say that, but I need you to do that. So then that way, maybe you don't have to go get that freak that lives down the street.
There was something in the beginning of your relationship that clicked with you sexually, or it would have never lasted as long, however it lasts. So there's clearly something there that you said, oh, okay, that's good. And he said, oh, yeah, that's good. Because if not, then we wouldn't be talking about this.
At all.
We ain't talking about one-night stands. We ain't talking about booty calls. We're talking about relationships, marriages, boyfriends, long-term relationships. We're talking about relationships. There was something there that made you click. So then,
and because of those things.
What it was.
And if you don't find whatever it is that made you click, that's why those things happen. That's why we have the one night stands. That's why we have the booty call. That's why the side chick has become the chick nowadays. You know, again, if you don't bring something into your intimacy will fail. When your intimacy fails, then you have a serious problem. Like I said, it can be something as small as role playing, or you know, some rose petals in the bed, or actually, and I tell people all the time, get out of your usual surroundings. If the only place you make love is in your bed, then you need to get a different place. I don't care if you need to go on the middle of the living room floor if the kids are not home. If you need to have a hotel night, go someplace else and just get out of the routine.
That's a must,
so you
that's
can bring some spontaneity back. And that's another thing. People have just forgotten what it is to be spontaneous. Yeah, we can't do it all day, every day. But guess what? You know what? I'm going to come by and pick you up from lunch. And let's see where it goes. Let's see what happens. Or let's catch this quickie before the kids get home. It doesn't have to be every night, 10 o'clock, kids asleep. No,
girl,
let's catch this before the kids get home. You know, or you know what? Let's roll over and get this. Yeah, I ain't gonna be as cute as I usually go to work, but I'm gonna have this glow this morning when I get in there. They're gonna be like, damn, what's wrong with you?
No,
you don't look the way you usually
there.
Do. But that's the point I'm making. We need to do some things a little different in order to keep that spontaneity in our relationship.
Especially
giving us something
because
to look
we're getting older.
To.
especially because we're getting older. So the older we get, the less it becomes important to us. Some of us, not me, some of us.
I'll,
the less
I'll
important. No, not me.
Yeah,
it becomes less important to some of us. And what becomes more important now is just bills, our kids, the everyday ripping and roar. But we forget about the love and an intimacy that we have with our partner. That doesn't become a necessity for us anymore.
And
so,
that is actually a release from some of those huge responsibilities that we have on our shoulders every day. When you can come to your partner and you guys can just kind of, you know, shut the world out. But again, if you're balancing your checkbook, paying off your credit card, doing this, having sex, if it's just another chore on the list, that's how it's going to be treated. And that's how it's going to be received. It's like, okay, you know, today is Wednesday. I always give it to Malik on Wednesday. Let me put on a T-shirt and no panties, and we go to bed, and we do this, and I roll over.
Like,
no,
this is funny. I was talking to a friend of mine, and he said, my girl always comes to bed with them damn boy shorts on, and she thinks that shit is sexy. I said, well, did you ever tell her that shit wasn't sexy to you?
Because she thinks you like it.
If you haven't said anything and y'all fucking after she come to bed with them on, she thinks she did what she was supposed to do.
Exactly.
So if you are not turned on by the boy shorts and you need a song or nothing at all,
That's what you have to tell her.
Don't come in here with that shit on the mortgage. That was enough for me. Wear this or nothing at all. Or you know what? Go buy her what you want to see her in. Go buy what you want to see her in. And then she'll know. You know what? He clearly ain't feeling the boy shorts with the thongs with this thing. So, you know, we ain't mind readers.
No. But we also have imagination. And when we have imaginations in the beginning, then we did all kinds of stuff. We did stuff that we would giggle and be scared to tell our girlfriends about. Not you and me. But, you know, not us at all. You know, but be like,
we
girl.
We gonna go to the phone tonight be like, girl.
Exactly. But, girl, we went out on a date and I ain't wearing no panties. And so when he went to go rub my leg, that kind of
thing.
That's
the whole thing. You got a movie date. Don't wear no underwear. Go to the movie. Take his hand and run up your side. You know, when you go into the movie, touch him. Let him know what's going to go down when you get home. Like, pull in a dark ass spot. Just don't go to jail.
I'm not a lady.
We don't have to bail nobody out from the relationship.
I got one bail check, and it's mine. But, you know, and I'm going to say this, and I'm not woman bashing and no woolly. I'm not talking to you or me. But, ladies, you know something, the simplest thing that you can do to put some spice in your relationship? Initiate sex. That's all you have to do.
Be
the one. We are socialized so much, especially good girls, that you don't initiate sex. You always let the man initiate sex because it lets you know he wants you. But guess what, ladies? Men want to
feel
wanted
too.
They want to feel wanted too. They don't always want to have that
Nancy,
pressure.
Nancy, how do you feel about that? Are you a preference kind of person? You prefer, or you know, maybe I'm not asking you personally. Let's not ask personal questions because I don't want to know what you and your wife are doing. And then I'd be like, damn, well, my little brother. Oh, okay. So let's not personalize this with you. Nancy, you there?
No, he's not there. He left us to talk.
I don't know how men feel about that. You know, because you're right. They would prefer one night out of the damn week. Me not have to be like, okay, it's let's get it on. For you to be like, I want you. Let's, you know, a phone call, man. Look, you got to come home right now.
The simple text message.
Ladies, Uli and Jackie, you know, I have, I'm going to bring online, I have Ms. Deborah online. We want to kind of just want to chime into the show. Deborah, welcome to the show.
Hi, Deborah. How y'all doing, girls?
Good. How are you?
I'm great. What are we talking about?
We are talking about boredom in the bedroom. We are talking about adding some variety and some spice and how important it is, because if you are bored in your bedroom or bored in your intimacy, how it can actually cause issues and chaos in your relationship.
I know that's right.
So we were actually just speaking on the fact that some of the small things that you can do is, especially from a, you know, for a woman, is for a woman to initiate sex. That a lot of times men don't always want to have that pressure on them to to be the one to initiate, that men often want to feel wanted, and that a woman should feel comfortable enough with her partner to say, you know what, let's get it, right here, right now, where we are.
That's right. That's initiation.
Well, it should be, because if we are partners in a relationship, it shouldn't be that everything falls on that man. It should
be if we
both desire each other the way we say we do, then it should be an issue of, it shouldn't be an issue, should I say, of saying, you know what, I want you, you want me, let's go home, let's get this, we're going to have a great time.
That's right.
So, again, you know, when I say, you know, variety, like I said, we're not going to go from sex one night a week to going to a swingers club. There's a lot of little things in the middle that you can do to add some variety and spontaneousness to your relationship. We ladies have 2 minutes left. Uli, well, Deborah, since you just came on, do you have any closing thoughts that you'd like to give us?
No, I'm listening to y'all right now. I throw mine in as we go along.
Well, we're about to end the show. So, Uli, give us some closing thoughts, darling.
You know, just like I said, you know, we put a lot of thought into what we need to do to get that man, continue that thought pattern to keep that man. And for men, same thing. Bring me some flowers every now and then. Stick a card underneath my pillow when it's time for you to go to work and I'm just still asleep. Do those little, get up and make breakfast sometime for me instead of me cooking. Just little things to keep it going, to keep it real, real nice and smooth. Don't listen to me about the weekend passes, because that'll work for everybody. I'm just
saying, that's right.
It don't work for everybody. I'm just saying, keep it real with your partner. Tell them what you want. Tell them what you need, and you will get what you want, what you need.
Absolutely, absolutely. Again, I can never stress enough. I'm sorry, Uli.
That was an answer.
I can never stress enough about how important communication is. I don't care what the topic is on this show. It's always going to come back to communication. Communication is the building block of any relationship, any intimacy. If it's going to work, there has to be communication. You have to talk to your partner. You have to let them know what you're feeling, what you're not feeling, what you like, what you don't like, what needs to be changed. It is imperative, because what happens is when there's a lack of communication, a wall goes up. And once that wall goes up, it's hard to permeate through that wall. It's hard to get to the other side, because now I'm doing things mediocre. I'm doing just enough to get by. We often talk about work performance when we're at our job. We talk to our kids about doing things half-assed. Relationships are the same thing. You can't give half-assed effort and expect stellar results. You know, you have to put your part into it, and then you'll get out of it what you need. And then you may find, you know what, I can't get anything out of this. And then you may have to look at some other options. But before you venture those other options about getting what you need, especially sexually, talk to your partner to try to get what you need at home. Like I said, that phrase, a lady in the street or a man in the street and a freak in a bed, y'all need to bring that all home. Bring all that home. All that stuff you talk to your girlfriends and your dudes about, bring it on home. Oh. Mr. Naz, are you there?
I am right here. I'm just listening to the show. I'm working the boards.
Do you want to give any closing thoughts, since we've only got 2 minutes left?
Well, I mean, I can just tell you this much, you know, like the lady says, fellas, you know, it's about doing things different. Listen, you know, listen, I don't know if anybody's seen Baby Boy. You know, my man Vince Raines was in the kitchen butt naked cooking. Do that. Hey, make the meal. Make it naked. What the hell? Do butt naked Pilates while playing some jazz in the background. You know, listen, you know, listen, baby, listen, let's play cards naked. You don't look at the strip poker. You already just take everything off from the rip. And you're like, you know, she walk in the room, you know, just throw some oil on you and dance in place. But that's all I'm saying.
Don't do neck of Pilates if you ain't got nothing to swing, though.
All right, close it out, Jackie. You got 10 seconds.
I love you
ladies,
guys.
Thank you guys so much for calling in. We thank all of our listeners. We look forward to seeing you guys every Wednesday at 7 p.m. for some grown folks talk and some amazing music. We will see you guys next week. Thank you, Uli.
Good
thank
night.
You, Deborah.
You're welcome.
Good night.
Thanks, family.
This is Lady J. You are listening to Relation, the internet's number one slow jam and adult talk show here on Shadow World Radio.